Blog Talk Radio.
Like a hair's 4 years. I'm in the living room, banging on an old upright, where my world began, discovering the music that the child I was, before I became the man that I am.
Hi, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and WAMS, Allen Media Strategies Radio. Broadcasting live from our nation's capital here in Washington, D.C. I'm Burke Allen as we head into the long Labor Day weekend. An interesting guest to talk to today. Her name is Kelly Lynn, and Kelly's involved in several projects, including the Journey Homeschool, the Seven Rays Ranch Project. And let's talk to Kelly Lynn, joining us now from somewhere in the lovely desert Southwest. Hi, Kelly. You're on our WAMS Blog Talk Radio show. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. And first of all, I have to ask some background information about you, because I'm not 100% sure I know the answer to the question. If somebody says, what is Kelly Lynn all about? What does she do for a living? What's the answer?
Well, I'm a spiritual life coach. I help people find their greatest potential in life and become that and create a beautiful, joyful life. That's what I do.
Now, a spiritual life coach, tell us a little bit more about how that's different than the other coaches that people may be familiar with. Of course, an athletic coach or maybe a business coach. What is a spiritual life coach? What does that job entail?
Well, actually, it kind of goes back to when I was a little girl, and it's kind of like it's really about who I am. What I do is who I am. And ever since I was a little girl, I could always see the potential in people. I never saw the personality selves. I never saw who they believed themselves to be. I always saw their potential, their giftedness, their uniqueness, the divine beauty that's always within them. And I've always helped children and people ever since I was as a child. And as a little girl, I'd always talk with my guides and my angels. And I always thought that I was very different. And I never understood life. And I never understood how people didn't see the beauty that I was seeing in them. And they always thought themselves to be something so different than what I saw. And I never really understood that until I met my husband 18 years ago. And he said, well, Kelly, you see people's soul. You see people's truth. You see who they really are. But you're not seeing their personality selves or who they believe themselves to be. And I thought, wow, that's I never knew that. I never knew why I saw people so differently than they saw themselves. And I realized if I really wanted to help people, if I really wanted to help them see what I saw in them and help them come into their own knowingness of their own gifts and talents and beauty and strengths, then I needed to first be able to see themselves how they saw them. I needed to see what they were seeing and why they believed what they believed about themselves and how to get them to where they truly are. And so I just started people watching. And I became such an avid people watcher. My husband often felt like he was being ignored when he took me out for dinner or whenever we walked anywhere, because I was so intrigued by people. I think people are so fascinating and so complex and so beautiful. And I just love people, and I love how they work. And I just began watching people and studying them and imagining their journey and imagining their life and imagining their childhood and how they came to where they are in life, how they came to see themselves as the way they do, how they believe the way that they believe. And I began to see their fears. I began to see some hidden beliefs. I began to see some patterns that maybe they weren't even aware of that were blocking them, that were keeping them from realizing their purpose in life, realizing their true joy, realizing who they really are. And so I just began creating a course. I began writing things down. I began working with clients. I began helping people heal the wounds from life, healing their beliefs, healing their patterns and perceptions that have kept them kind of locked into a life that they really didn't want, that really didn't make them happy, that really didn't fulfill them. And I began helping them open the door and find the way to connect with that power, that light, that specialness that's within them. And so I call myself a spiritual life coach because there's really, you kind of have to find a label, if you will, that something can identify with. Well, what do you do? How can you help me? So that's something that people can kind of understand. And I guess the way that a spiritual life coach is different than any other type of coach is that my goal is to help you make a connection with your God of your faith or your belief or of your understanding, but that something greater, that something that is all loving and all light, that something beautiful that created you, that made you that beautiful and pure child of God. It's important to have a relationship with that something that will give you the strength, that will give you the courage, that will give you the guidance to help you walk your journey of healing and your spiritual journey back to your soul. And that's kind of what I do.
All right, fair enough. Kelly Lynn is our guest today on WAMS, Blog Talk Radio, with Allen Media Strategies. And if you'd like to talk to Kelly and ask her about angels and guides and spirits and also her Journey Home School, her book, The Ultimate Gift is Within You, or the Seven Rays Ranch Projects, any of the things we're going to get into, let me give you a telephone number that you can call. And by the way, it's a free call if you're in the New York City metropolitan area. 718-506-1944 is the number, 718-506-1944. And you can also join the conversation via our Allen Media Strategies chat room at blogtalkradio.com. Now, Kelly, you'd mentioned as a very young child realizing that the things that you saw with other people were different than others. Tell me about the first time you remember that you mentioned seeing angels and guides. How old were you? And sort of paint that picture for us as to when you first came to the realization that you're not like the other kids.
Well, I remember sitting on my bedroom floor, and we had absolutely nothing in life. We were extremely poor and extremely dysfunctional family, a painful family. And I would sit on my bedroom floor and just feeling very lonely, very isolated, very afraid. And all of a sudden, I would just see, like, faces appear, like, in the carpeting or in the curtain or in the woodwork or on the floor pattern. And these faces would come alive, and they would always smile at me so kindly. And they would always make me laugh, and they would always comfort me. And that was really the beginning. It was really a very kind, a kind presence.
How old were you when this happened?
That my earliest actual memory of that was I was probably about 4 or 5.
Okay, and of course, you know, as a parent of a 3.5-year-old wonderful little boy, as a matter of fact, he says things on the radio like,
I have lots of fun.
And sometimes he'll say things to me like,
I love my daddy.
You know, so I am very familiar with that age group, you know, 3.5, 4 years old. And at that age, of course, they have very vivid imaginations. And we have lots of battles against imaginary monsters. And we ride on pirate ships that are made out of couches. And how did you know that this was not an imaginary thing as a young child, that this is really something that is very different?
Because I never outgrew it. Either that or I'm a perpetual child, but, you know, that's good, too.
There's nothing wrong with that. All right, very good. And you know, for most of us in the mainstream world, we might identify this with something frightening or scary, like the movie The Sixth Sense, where Haley Joel Osment's character very famously says, I see dead people.
Yeah. And that was one of my favorite lines. It's like I laughed so hard when I heard that because I'm like, that's me. I don't know that necessarily see dead people. I do when I do try to work for clients and I try to help them heal, maybe something with a person that had crossed. But, it's really not about the psychic phenomena for me. It's really not about that. It's really letting us know that we're not alone. And it's really letting us know that there's so many beings of love that support us, that are guiding us, that are helping us, you know, that maybe we can see, maybe we can't see, maybe we can just feel or sense or just know that they're there. And it's really about love and support while we do our Earth journey. And it's really not about the psychic phenomena, woo-woo stuff for me. I just see it as more friends and more helpers, and sometimes we can see them and sometimes we can't.
Now, you wrote a book, Kelly, called The Ultimate Gift is Within You. And I want to know, what is the ultimate gift?
The ultimate gift is that uniqueness that you truly are. It's that beautiful, pure child of God that you may not even know exists. We seem to think that we're, you know, these human people that we construct to have this earth journey with. You know, we think we're our personalities. We think we're our pain. We think we're our anger or our sadness or our grief or our frustration. That's not really who we are. Who we are is this beautiful, pure essence that we kind of hide and bury, maybe from a very early age. We kind of hide our soul. We hide our light because this is kind of a tough world. And to survive it, you need to be tough. You know, you can't just allow your soul to just be kind of hanging out there. It'll be too vulnerable. So innately, instinctively, you know, from a very early age, we hide. We hide that pureness. We hide that beauty. And we go through life, and we kind of do face-to-face battle with this world. But when we come to a certain point as an adult, you know, maybe the world's become safe enough. Maybe we feel we're strong enough. And there comes a point when we begin our healing journey or our spiritual journey. We start asking, well, isn't there more to life? Or why am I here? Or what's the purpose of life anyway? When we start having those questions, it's like we're having a spiritual awakening, whether we recognize it as a spiritual awakening or not. The ultimate gift is you coming home and uncovering and discovering, maybe for the first time, this beautiful, pure essence that you are. That you truly are, and allowing yourself to be that, and allowing yourself to fulfill your greatest potential. Because everybody has a purpose for being here in this time, in this world. And that's the greatest joy, is to find out and discover what your gifts are, what your purpose for life is, you know, and the joy and the beauty that waits for you in your soul. That's the ultimate gift, and it's all within you. You don't need anything from the physical world to make you happy. Your true joy is inside of you.
Kelly Lynn is our guest, and her book is The Ultimate Gift is Within You. We're talking about the ultimate gift, and Kelly's background is a spiritual life coach. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'd love to hear from you at 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. If you're listening live on the Blog Talk Radio Network, you can also join the chat at our Blog Talk Radio site, WAMS, for Allen Media Strategies. And Kelly, you also are involved in something called the Journey Homeschool. And hey, if you're a parent, kids are the most important thing in your life, and probably rightfully so. What is the Journey Homeschool, and is that kid-focused, or is that something for adults?
That right now is for adults. I am going to be creating a version for children specifically that is in the works. But right now I have created the Journey Homeschool. And what that is, it's an online school where it's a three-month intensive life-changing course. And I really help walk with you. It's not where you just take the course, you know, you download the e-books from your computer. They're interactive e-books, and they're fantastic. But the main important thing is that I walk with you. I give you 12 sessions with me that you can use to help you during the 3 months, because we're going to go deep together. I'm going to help you go into any beliefs, any fears, any blocks, things that are keeping you from becoming your greatest self and having the life you really want to have. You know, I hear quite often people saying, well, you know, I've read so many books and I've done so many things and I'm still not happy, or I'm still not abundant, or I still don't feel that peace and that joy that everybody talks about. The reason why is because our subconscious mind holds our beliefs, holds our visions of ourselves and our perceptions. And until we go in and unlock the subconscious mind and see what's in there, what beliefs are hidden there, what patterns are, maybe you want to really be abundant, and you're not, and you think you're doing everything you possibly can to become abundant. You're like, well, I need to pay my bills, and yeah, I want money, and yeah, I like money, and yeah, I want to bring it to me and make more and draw more to me, but why am I not? Well, maybe there's something kind of hidden that you can't see, that maybe a belief that says, well, maybe money is the root of all evil, or money, you know, people, if I have money, maybe I'll be too powerful. Or, you know, there's a lot of hidden beliefs that are keeping you from really having the life that you really want. So what we do is we walk together, and I help you just in a safe, beautiful, gentle way uncover what those are that are keeping you from your greatest life. And then I help empower you with tools to help you connect with your soul, to experience for yourself. People can tell you all the time, oh, you're love and you're bright and you're love and you're child of God. But that's not going to do us any good. The only thing that's going to help is when we experience that for ourselves, when we get to experience our own beauty or our own strength, when we get to experience and witness for ourselves, you know, the love that we carry and that we truly are. And that's what I want to help you do. And that's what my three-month course does. I take you step by step. I give you 12 sessions with me by phone, 12 email sessions with me when you have questions, and I walk with you and help you find and unlock your greatest potential.
Kelly Lynn is our guest, and she's the author of the book, The Ultimate Gift is Within You. We're talking about her journey, homeschool of ascension. Now, that's for grown-ups, but you're also very involved in something called the Seven Rays Ranch Project. And as I looked at that website, sevenraysranch.com, that's all about the kids.
Yes. Yeah, our children are our future. Our children, you know, carry, you know, they're going to be the ones that are going to lead us to a peaceful world. These are the children, you know, that we want to connect with the children. We want to help them when they're young, help them. You know, right now adults have to undo a lot of stuff with ourselves. We have to undo beliefs. We have to undo patterns and habits that aren't for our highest good. We want to create a sacred place for a ranch for children, a school, where they can come and then they can learn in a creative way, in a fun way, not by rote, not by telling them what to do, but letting them discover and explore who they are, how they learn, how they grow, how to enjoy life, how to find, you know, their uniqueness and their voice. So we're creating a school that is going to be outside of the box, that is going to help these sensitive children awaken to their potential by exploring, by hands-on, by working in the organic gardens, working with horses and music. We're going to have equine therapy with rescued horses. My husband has a recording studio. We're going to help children find their voice and find the music and find their creativity and their self-expression. We're going to have a radio station that is going to be put on by the children for other children around the world so that they can create a network, a community, and become one voice and help each other. Because these children are wise. These children are smart. They're sensitive. They're intuitive. And, you know, this world shuts that down. This world doesn't encourage that about children. And where we are is where we believe that that creativity, that uniqueness, that that voice, that's important in creating a new world, and creating the world of peace that we really want to have.
Speaking of children's voices, we need to hear from little Burke again here.
I love my daddy.
There we go. All right. If you're having a bad day, you can play that all day long on your
phone. Yeah, that works for me.
Now, Kelly, the Seven Rays Ranch, is this for all kids? Is it for kids that have these special, and I don't know if I'm using the right word, visions that you have when you were a child? Who can come to the Seven Rays Ranch, and how far along are you in the process of launching the ranch?
Well, the children that we intend are, to begin with, are going to be 11 to 18 years old. And it's going to be, you know, a lot of my clients, I really see the need through my adult clients, and they're saying, you know, I wish I had a place to put my daughter, you know, where we could disconnect her from the TV and the video games and the violence and the sex and the drugs and the school system that isn't working for them and the peer groups. And, you know, I'm afraid my child's just going to, you know, be taken down the wrong path. And I see my child is so bright and I have so much, and she has so much potential. And, you know, she just doesn't have the environment, doesn't have the support, doesn't have the tools that she needs to make strong choices, to make the right choices for her life. And so these are right now the children that we're opening the doors for in the immediate. And where we are right now is we're in the fundraising stage. You know, we've received our 501. We have our curriculum. We have the coursework. We have, you know, the studio, the whole equine therapist, the training. And we have everything in place. And now we're just at the point where we're looking for the funding to purchase the land. And we found this incredible 160 acres here in New Mexico that is surrounded by national forest. So the children will have lots of room, you know, to take horse adventures and do outdoor adventures and teamwork and peer group skill learnings out in nature. And we're going to be growing all of our own organic fruits and vegetables to support the children, a healthy diet and bringing them into wholeness, mind, body, and spirit.
Kelly Lynn is talking about the Seven Rays Ranch Project, a full 501c3. And if you'd like more information about the ranch, if you'd like to make a donation, the website, Kelly, is?
SevenRaysRanch.com.
Seven, and that's the numeral 7, RaysRanch.com. Kelly Lynn is also the author of The Ultimate Gift is Within You and is the driving force behind The Journey Homeschool. And that website, again, is The Journey Homeschool. If you're listening live now to WAMS Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network, you can call with your questions or comments at 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. And, of course, if you're listening to the podcast after the fact, you can visit Kelly online at her website, sevenraysranch.com or thejourneyhomeschool.com. Now, Kelly, when you work with kids or you work with adults as a spiritual life coach, it must be very rewarding. Is there one thing that you find to be the most rewarding of what you do?
You know, Burke, I'm just so blessed. It is just amazing. People are so amazingly beautiful. And the thing I think is the most rewarding is when they start to realize that about themselves, when they start getting the glimmers and the, you know, like, wow, I didn't know I was that strong, or wow, I must have a lot of courage, or wow, I have a lot of strength, or wow, you know, I really do feel peaceful. And they really start connecting with and experiencing and feeling this immense peace or love or joy or lightness of being or freedom that, you know, comes when you start connecting with your soul self, with your true self. And nothing's more rewarding than that. It's a great feeling when people just start getting it. They start seeing their potential. They start seeing the possibilities for their life and believing and knowing that they can have it. And that's just amazing.
Do you ever find that that you run into very skeptical individuals, real tough cases that say, oh, come on, you didn't really see things, and there's no auras, and there's no angels, and no guides? And when you do run into those folks, are there times when you've seen them do a complete 180 and really begin to buy into the whole process?
I remember years ago when I first learned how to be, I'm a Reiki master and a healer method master, and I've, you know, alternative types of healing. And I remember years ago, I rented a booth at the Whole Life Wellness organization. They were having a convention, and you could rent a booth, and I rented a booth, and I set up my healing table, and I set up flowers and a dish of candy and candle lights, and just made it real nurturing and loving and soft pink and purple colors. And I really just want to come and, you know, let people lay down on the healing table and allow them to receive some healing and nurturance. And you know, I just sat there. I got everything in place, and the day, you know, that they opened up the doors and the people started coming in. And this one lady, small, petite lady with brown hair, maybe 50 years old, she comes walking up by my table. And I'm like thinking, oh, great, my first person. And she's looking and studying everything that I'm doing. And all of a sudden, she made the sign of the cross and walked away staring at me, holding the sign of the cross at me. So I don't mind, because that's okay. You know, I send her love. And you don't have to be a believer. It's the truth. You know, we are beautiful children of God. We are pure love and light. We just don't know it yet. And so if somebody doesn't believe, that's okay.
Well, you know, it's interesting how far alternative methods of healing and things like life coaches and business coaches and spiritual life coaches have come into the mainstream just in the last 20 years. You know, it wasn't that long ago that occupations like chiropractors were thought to be some sort of voodoo witchcraft.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, I think as we all learn and become more tolerant of others and other lifestyles, the more accepting people will be to things like spiritual life coaches.
And you said it right there. You know, the more tolerant and open we are about learning about different kinds of people and different, you know, opening ourselves up, you know, to other religions, other beliefs, or other, you know, absolutely. I mean, why close ourselves off from such potentially wonderful things to discover?
You're exactly right. Kelly Lynn is our guest on WAMS Radio with Allen Media Strategies in Washington, D.C. And if folks want to find out more about the Journey Home School of Ascension, which is for adults, or your Seven Rays Ranch project for 11 to 18-year-olds or other projects, how can they get in touch with you? What's the easiest, most expedient way to find you?
You can go to the Seven Rays Ranch, the journeyhomeschool.com website, and we have a contact page. And there's many ways to get a hold of us. There's a form you can fill out. There's email. There's many ways that you can connect with us. We really do want to hear from everybody, and I'm really open to your questions and your thoughts, and I would really love to have you know about the school and about what we're doing for the kids and in any way that you feel you'd like to be a part of it. You know, I get a lot of people who call me and email me from Denmark, from all over the world, and in Canada just the other day, and people are saying, you know, I've seen this vision as a child. I've always was hoping that there would be a place like the Seven Rays Ranch, and how can I be a part of it? And I'm a teacher, but I don't want to be a part of the school system. I want, you know, this is what I envisioned, you know, myself being a part in. So if you feel, you know, called, if you feel like you'd like to be a part of it, we're welcoming everybody, because this isn't just my mission. This is for everybody. This is for our future. So if you feel drawn, please get a hold of us.
There was a huge news piece on Fox News Channel, of all places, on Sean Hannity's television show, Hannity's America, about children very similar to the kids that you're talking about, who see things in a different light than other kids, and sort of the peer pressure that they go through. And it's fantastic that you're in the process of creating this the Seven Rays Ranch for those children. And I see you have, by the way, some pretty heavy hitters that are involved with you, including one of the famous Sinatra folks who's going to do your equestrian stuff.
Julia Sinatra, yeah, she has over 50 years. When she was a child, when she was, I believe she was 5 years old, a Native American shaman came to her, and he had, in physical form, and he had taught her how to communicate with horses, how to telepathically communicate with them and share visual images in the language that they understand. And so she was taught from a child how to understand silently the soul of the animals and of people. And she's created her curriculum of how to work with horses, and she's creating our equine therapy program. And she's been an award-winning horse rider. Equestrian, thank you.
Yeah.
Her whole life, she's won many awards, national awards, international awards. She's quite successful in working with horses. But her greatest joy, again, is working with children and horses and helping them heal from autism and make the connection.
Fantastic. And you've got your 501(c) status out there and ready to accept donations to help build the Seven Rays Ranch. And there's some fantastic photos on the website, too. And that's the numeral 7RaysRanch.com. And if you're interested in spiritual life coach, the website to visit is TheJourneyHomeschool.com. Kelly Lynn, thank you so much for spending time with us today on WAMS Radio.
Thank you, Burke. Thank you very much.
We've enjoyed it very much, and we've got more exciting shows coming soon, so continue to check back on the website, blogtalkradio.com/WAMS. For Kelly Lynn, I'm Burke Allen. Thanks for listening to Blog Talk Radio and WAMS.
First occasion that I met Marie, we were crawling through the hedge that was the missile silo door, and I don't think that she really thought that much of me. I never had to learn to love her like I learned to love the bomb. She just came along and started to ignore me. But as we waited for the big one, I started singing her my song, and I think she started feeling something for me. We passed the time with crosswords that she thought to bring inside. What five letters spell apocalypse? She asked me. I won her over singing WWIII. We smiled and we both knew that she misjudged me. Oh, Marie, it was so easy to fall in love with you. It felt almost like a home of sorts or something. You would keep the warhead missile silent, good as new. And I watched you with my thumb above the button. Then one night you found me in my army issue cut, and you told me of your flash of inspiration. You said fusion was